the tomb. It is called the tomb of Jesus. During that day, on the third day, they told us that we would go to on the third day of our trip. I saw it first on a Tuesday when they first took us to the tomb, but it was unbelievable. I could not believe the appearance of the tomb. It is about this wide, and it has there's candles around underneath this stone. This tomb is under a big rock. I reached it, and then the next day on, they told us that we would go to another tomb on a Thursday. They told us we would go to another tomb, but I did not know what tomb it was. There are schedule openings, and there are guards for each tomb, for visitors to go and see. And at the time of the opening, the scheduled opening, they took us there. And there are many words that I can use to describe this, but I just wanted to tell you this about this one incident. And I do not want to burden people with my talk, but I just wanted to say this with certainty. When we arrived at the tomb, I saw the name on the door, Jesus' tomb. That was the name of the tomb, and I could understand that from English. We waited for 10 minutes, and finally the guardian opened it, and we entered. There was a high wall, but there was also a door against on the wall. When we entered, and then when we went through one wall, and then we went through the door, but then we could see the sky again as we passed through the outer wall. There was no tomb. They took us a little further, and there were wooden chairs. There were three rows of long chair benches, all wooden. And looking at the entrance to the tomb, and it's about so high and about so wide, that this is the door. There is no covering for the entrance. You cannot see any wood around the entrance area. And a little bit, and right beside the door, a little further away, I also saw the large stone, the boulder, that we've seen in the movies that we've seen of Jesus' burial. And he told us, after we told him that we were from Alaska, he began to tell us, and he spoke very good English, because the person who was the informant spoke very good English, so our guide did not come with us. He told us about the things that we have heard before, that about the people who came to the tomb early in the morning. And he recounted everything to our understanding, and then took us to the to another direction, avoiding the tomb. I really wanted to see the tomb, the inside of the tomb. That was my one wish, but I followed him, the tour guide. And he took us around the area for a while, and finally he began to descend towards the tomb with us. And the area that we went into is about the size of this room, But I could still see the entrance with no covering on it. There were about 20 of us. And I counted us briefly. And as we went towards the door, I really wanted to find out what was inside. We are going to go in, the tour guide told us. Then we all entered the tomb, all 20 of us, into the tomb. There was plenty of room for all of us. It was about so high. When we entered, there was a fence around there that a person could not climb over, and you could see the burial place. There were two beds there, a raised burial blocks there, and there was a distance between these two burial blocks where other people could have been buried. Then I did not see anything except the work, the construction that had been done there. After we exited, went out, the real burial stone that the guide informed us that they had not found the real burial place. And I will tell this story up to this point, then I will add another piece to my story. And in the Bible, when in the section called the Beatitudes in the Bible, they it tells about the time when Jesus preached a sermon and also fed the multitudes. It was very evident and clear in the area. In a curio shop, there was a curio shop there, and everything at everywhere I looked, there were these pictures of, like this one. There is a basket containing 5 pieces of bread and 2 fish. This is what Jesus said to the 5,000 people during that time that he preached the sermon. There were many kinds. All the souvenirs had this picture on them. In Galilee, up on the hills, there was open space up there. This is along the Sea of Galilee. There is also a church up there and also a store nearby. I bought enough of these curio items for all of my children, I thought, but I missed one because I'd forgotten how many children I had. Sometimes my mind was not altogether with me while I was traveling. So many things happening. And this is what I wanted to relate to you of my travels to Jerusalem. And now we'll have some time for prayer. during this morning, for this morning, these are the announcements. Some of you will be leaving for home tomorrow. Tonight we will have the farewell potluck for you. We have already announced this over the radio. And the Eskimo dance. These are the people who will be leaving tomorrow at 10. Will be Anaktovic Pass people. Through Cape Smith. How many of there are of you? Are there three of you? Four. There are four of you. There are five of them. Ublami and the ones going to Atqasuk will be leaving at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. I believe Paniyak is the only one. Uvlako. Are there any other people from Atqasuk here? Uvlago sama Alaniyak to sleep 5 o'clock. And this morning, the women who will be holding further discussions will be over at the other place again. And this morning, the men will begin with the songs, motion dances, and also tell who the author is, the composer is. And if it is a motion dance, who did the motion, who created the motions for the song. We have not had too much discussion on these topics during the other conferences, so therefore we wanted to spend some time on this topic at this time. This morning, during the course of this morning, if the women finish their discussions, they can come back over here to watch the proceedings that the men are having concerning the songs. Someone has a movie, a 16mm movie, that Salvan used to have, and we will be watching these tomorrow morning. This afternoon we will probably finish these songs and motion dances, and also some of the men wanted to perform some string games, but I believe the women have done these string games already yesterday. And right now, if the women can step out for right now, they will be taking over to their place. Today, I am just making announcements about the people who will be leaving tomorrow. We'll worry about the others tomorrow. Wait a minute. The people will not be leaving tomorrow. They will be leaving on Saturday. Anaktovik and Atqasuk will be leaving on Saturday, not Friday. Vlagum ilak. Thank you. We did not finish our discussions yesterday. The people were working on the map, and I know we did not finish our work. And if we have some time, or after we talk with the mayor, we can probably get some time to finish the work. And also, we have not done too much work on the on the Wainwright names, and we want to put the Inupiaq names. And we would like to really get this done. We did not finish yesterday, I know that. concerning the songs and the motion dances that we asked about, especially the ones that we have not seen, and because we were concerned that we might be losing these songs and dances, we wanted to make pictures of these, the songs and motion dances, and even the little songs that accompany stories for children. Are the type that we are looking for this morning. I'm going to go out and look for some string for those who want to do string games. If you want to start right now, we are ready. They want to know about songs. Many people sing, but I never learn. I open the beginnings, proceedings for you, but I do not have a song to open at this time. If you would like for me to sing a song that Nipaluktuk taught to me, I will sing it. Why don't you, I'll give a little brief history on it, the song. It is, I don't have a motion dance, nor do I have a regular song dance, but I know this song that Nipaluktuk used to sing, and since I could understand it, I learned it. I cannot understand a lot of the songs, therefore I do not learn them. I'm not going to sing. when he placed himself by the shore of the lake, began to do compete with himself, do competition games, although he did not have a partner. He placed a big piece of raw stone on his back and tried to he placed a piece of stone on his back and flew off with it and proceeded to cross the lake and began to sing, and I will sing his song. If anybody wants to learn it, then they can follow. I wonder how Nipaluktuk sang. He almost fell after he finished singing his song, but he gained his balance again and came on shore. When he came on shore, when he finally did come on shore, he said, "I think I'll put on a heavier stone." And then I believe he did this with a song, and if I sang it once, I have to sing it again. And people who are doing motion dances usually sing, repeat the song. And I believe they do this so that they do this repetitious actions because they want the people to learn them. And this person decided to put on a heavier stone and took off with it and began to sing again. Then he finally reached the shore again. He barely just reached the shore again. But this is as far as the singing will go, and I will tell the final episode. Then on the third try, he took a heavier rock, and each time he did this, he sang the same song. And during the last try, he put on a rock that was too heavy and did not reach his destination. And then Nipahiluktak had an aversion to reaching the water, because the water would seep into its skin, and therefore he avoided contact with the water. And since he had no one there to help him, while he was in the water, he turned around and there were boats and kayaks coming towards him. He thought that they might help him. And then when he cleared his eyes of the water, they were the tips of his feathers that he thought were boats and kayaks. And the water had distorted his vision. Therefore, he thought they had been boats and kayaks. Now others will tell you other songs. This is what I learned as a young boy up there. It has been written down as a child before I was able to do much on my own. But it was during a time that I could walk and I was conscious of what was going around. I had a grandmother, Panichak, near Panuvik. And concerning, we have heard that Anishanik learned the song from Nipahiluktak, and this one is called the Mitrotalak, which is usually called the Arctic Tern. We see these terns along the Arctic shore, and we know they come during the fall, and as they fly around, they usually dive into the ocean as it's melting. And we know that these come earlier than the other birds. Then, and he sang. This is a song I usually sing, but I have been forgetting it. And since I remember it now, I'm going to sing it. This is his song. I will sing the song first, then I will relate its story. It is not very long, but I have learned it, and there are some things that he wanted to have, and it was either a person, either a girl or a boy, but there were some items that he wanted to, this person wanted to have. But this song, as I understand it, as it's being sung by the Arctic Tern, then he can see the things that he wants to have, this Arctic Tern. Then he's going to begin the song because he wants to take possession of that thing. Then he begin to reach for it, but it's gone. This is what was taught to me as a young boy. I am Chin Namnak Sirvana, son of Namnak. Know the songs? Some of you know the string games, and if there's one who know any of the string games, it would be nice if they would come up and do some of the string games and also relate a story if they know it. I do not know many songs. I am not an Eskimo dancer, but I know two. One of them I will not finish, but the people of long ago composed songs. Our people in Point Hope. Down at the point during the spring. When they went sheep hunting up there regarding the high mountain which loomed above them. My cousin Kusik knows of this. It is very steep. And when they looked up, they they saw a person up in the mountain, and then he made up his mind to go up there and see who it was from behind. And then when he went up there, there was a big man, probably a giant, and he was sitting down, and he was looking out over the ocean, watching the with his hand over his brow, watching the boats. He also had a bow and arrow, and from behind, there was a big man. He did not have his parka, and from behind him, he shot him from behind, and he killed him. And that person killed a big person, probably a giant. And after he did this, he composed a song. And these songs are called, I didn't catch this name. Many people sing this song. There are two Karlis in Point Hope, Bungasiksikak and Kangmoktu. Either one can open up the meeting house, and then they would bring food, and they take a piece of stick that has a strong, very fine point, and people usually put the muktuk along with the meat into the cellar, and when they do that, they from the cellar they pull it out and take it out and thaw it out, and along with the meat, along with the muktuk and the blubber, they slice it in big enough portions, and making the slices, the number of the slices enough correspond with the number of rowers that he had in his boat, the captain would take up the slices to the meeting house. And after they eat, and to their umaks, which were umak is a relationship where a man had with another man that had the same name as their wives. Then when he went, he would lift up his when a person lifts up his leg, it is called a kimirok. And thinking of this, there is a song concerning this. And this is in, oh, they sing these songs in the meeting places, and then they would sing the songs that their grandfathers had composed, and then they would give these give things to their umaks. This relationship between the man and another man who holds the name of the first man's wife's name. And I will sing a song that is sung during this time. I've forgotten it. Can't remember it. This is the way the older people composed, and this is the next one. This is a song that Umiktak's father composed. In the meeting, this is what they dance to in the meeting houses. I'm having difficulty remembering it. That is another one. Furthermore, I have one song that I have acquired. A long time ago, a man by the name of Ilya Shirley made this song before the passing of the reindeer herders. Before that episode passed, they came down to Point Hope. And after they had reached Point Hope during the fall, they went down to Notak, herding the reindeer, and this man accompanied us. We herded the reindeer from Point Hope to Notak, and every night we held meetings. I was the secretary. I was the secretary for the game warden, and I used to sit with the older people then. When they talked about anything, like in this meeting, these meetings here, they said they wanted to learn how to make snow houses. And then Ilyak, a man by the name of Ilyak, sat down in the middle of them. The Notak people always pray. They cannot dance, they cannot smoke, they can't do anything. And then the wind facing, he said he will make a snow house facing the wind and then put an entrance by the side, and also he'll put a house vent. And when he finished it, he composed a song. He will sing a song that goes with this activity, and I learned both of the songs. This is the first. Yeah, this is the song of the first and this is the second. And the people from Nota clapped and they were very happy for to hear these songs. These are the two songs I've acquired from this man. And I thought they were Eskimo songs, but they were white man songs. I thought they were Eskimo songs. And then last night, I did not come forward. Concerning the last question, because it asked of things that we, it asked an ancient question. It was a question that I asked for ancient, of ancient things. And the people who have come around the corner, around the Benarkal Nuvaksat, and this happened before the, before Christianity came. And this is what the people of long ago expected of the Nuvaksat. And this thing that the Eskimo people also believed coincided with what was in the Bible. And they are expected to come around the bend when he comes. And this is correct. It coincides with the Bible. And during the final days, three winds will become apparent, and also the sun and the moon will fall down, and also the men, the people who have drowned in the ocean, and also the people who are still living will come together, and then Nuvaksat will come forth, and also the Lord will come forth following the prophecies that they have, that the Eskimos believe. That is all I wanted to say concerning that. Some of these string games have songs that go with them. We also want you to hear the songs that go with these stories. I mean, the string games. Although we would like to hear the songs as well. I lived during the time when the big flu came, 1917. I was a little boy. We, our grandparents had just been deceased. And since we did not have our parents, we went up to Fairbanks, and we had an older sister, Many children. During the big flu in Wales, a lot of children died. There were many people there, but during that time, many people died. We were very poor at that time. My younger sibling and I did not go to school because I had to support myself. I worked in other people's houses. I worked for other people. And people that I remember, the older, concerning the older people, they used to say, and the people who lived up in the point used to come in their boats, and we'd have big meetings. And also, they used to let us